Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I would like to tell you that when I first met Rob and Fab, it was about, maybe a month or so after they'd made their recording. And they wanted to prove that they could sing. I thought they did. I was as much amazed as anyone else, but would sing a whole half octave above anything that was required for them on this record. Plus, they could do it with quality, that is, with vibrato.
I'm so in love, girl. I'm just in love, girl. And this is true.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ooh, 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 I love you.
And the best new artist is Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli part 2, let's go!
Welcome to Fraudsters, where we bring you the scams you love and the fraudsters we hate. I'm your co-host, Sina Gaznavi, along with Ariel Lieti and Justin Williams. Guys, part two. We're here.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
So excited.
Yes.
We're living this dream. This is our final episode of the season, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone just stopped listening all of a sudden.
No, they didn't. They're like, I'm in for more.
How much more could you possibly want from us?
What more do you want from me?
This is too much.
Oh, that's good. Tyrese Finney's.
Thank you. Thank you so much, yeah. Justin, for understanding.
Did I miss a Tyrese reference?
It's okay.
Where he was on The Breakfast Club? Which one?
No, he was crying into his like Instagram Live, I think, about child custody issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or child support. And he just cried in a way. His pain was funny.
Yeah.
His pain is always funny.
Yeah, his best acting work has been done with him being sad about custody.
Well, because he cried in R&B.
He did.
Like, girl, why are you doing this to me?
Well, I think Tyrese probably still sings better than Milli Vanilli then. Is that accurate?
And but Jennifer Lopez, you're right.
And Jennifer
Sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love? That's my shit. Tyrese.
I think anybody sings better Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that's actually true. Girl, you know it's true. All right. So welcome. Welcome to part two of the Milli Vanilli saga. Okay. Last episode, we learned about how the whole machine got started and detailed all the lies that our gang is desperately trying to keep secret. We left off their infamous appearance at the MTV Club Tour in Bristol, Connecticut, where their vocal track began to skip, repeating, girl, you know it's true. No, girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know. Over and over and over again.
Well, Diplo needs to remix that into a
Actually,
song.
Actually, why hasn't he? Because listen to it.
Send him a note.
So you'd think that was the end, but no, not at all. No. That lost them zero fans and probably even boosted their profile. So their day-to-day manager, Todd Headley, would later say, quote, it was a lip sync tour. everyone was singing to their track on it. Come on, it was a different time then, when videos were the important thing for selling music, and people went to concerts expecting the same dancing and sound from the videos. And you can't sing live and dance and have the same sound as on the record. Production became a big part of the concerts. Whenever someone is scamming, just know that they're probably Italian. Downtown Julie Brown would corroborate that everyone was singing to track on tour. It was more about the fun, clubby vibe and entertaining a performance than it was about showcasing vocal talents.
I want to do that as a comedian. I want to be like, it's not really about the comedy tonight. It's actually about the vibe.
Yeah. The vibe.
Well, I was going to say, we should do our live show in San Diego at the Balboa on October 20th. We're going to do it as a lip sync tour. So you will hear us just cover our own previous episodes at the live show. Make sure you buy tickets.
I'm still waiting for my Tyler Perry wig to come in the mail. So I'm excited.
And if you can't see us at the Balboa Theater in San Diego, I'll be lip syncing my entire album, America's Little Cutie Baby, that's available now on iTunes and Apple Music. Yes. I'll be lip syncing that around the country.
That's what it's about. Vibes, lip syncs. So Rob ran off stage, but Downtown Julie Brown ran after him and got him to come back out with some apparently expletive-laden words of confidence. And you probably think that this was the start of the end, but since literally every act on the tour was lip-syncing, there really wasn't a smoking gun. And Headley would later go on to say that the audience didn't even care. They couldn't get enough of Robin Fab. Who could? But Charles Shaw wouldn't shut up. And in December 1989, Charles Shaw claimed in a Newsday article that he was the guy rapping. Again. So at that point, with one of the most successful acts on the planet to worry about, Farian decided it was time to pay. Allegedly, Farian gave Shaw $150,000 to retract his statement to Newsday and stop telling people that he was the voice. So great for him, since money was the only reason he was talking. And this was also gearing up to release his own solo album, and the press would certainly help. So at this time, Rob and Fab were growing increasingly paranoid that this was their life. They wanted to record their own songs and have this nightmare of pretending to be in the past. So not only would Farian deny the request to sing on tour, but he denied the request to even take singing lessons, even though they desperately needed them. And although it would be hard to justify why two men with three number one hit singles would need singing lessons.
What are you talking about? My voice is like butter.
I actually forbid you to even look at a mic or turn a mic on.
Keep the mic off anywhere.
Yeah, you can't even go near a live mic.
Here is some footage of Rob and Fab singing with their real voices in 1990.
Yes. All right, brace yourselves, people.
I'm braced. I'm scared.
It's just going to be a clip of Hitler yelling at Nuremberg.
I'm so scared.
I'm in love with you, girl, cause you're on my mind. You're the one I think about most every time. When you crack a smile and everything you do, don't you understand, girl, this love is true. Your soft, sticky hair, long, sweet and thin, like gentle, like a passion upon your skin. Light is not my day, and that's also true. Together we're one, separated we're two. To make it all mine, all mine is my desire. You set content equality that I admire. You put it plain and simple, you rule my world, to try to understand. I'm in love, girl. I'm so in love, girl. I'm just in love, girl.
Oh!
And this is true.
No!
No, it's true.
No! It's worse than I thought.
Yes, you know it's true.
I love you.
Look, I tell you what, though. God help me. Give me the confidence that they had in that studio.
This is what it's like to be hot, Zena.
Yeah. Lord knows. Yeah. I don't know.
Pure confidence. But you know what they could have done? They could have done the voices for like Muppets or Sesame Street characters, because they definitely have that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like a fun, goofy sound.
Or even the first guy rapping, didn't he sound like, you know, those kind of like the racist comedy, like comic relief Asian characters from like, you know, like an 80s film where there's always like a horny Asian foreign exange student that's always like,
yeah, Justin, why don't you do it?
Bested American Girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
That's what
I was just
going to
say. Go ahead and do an impression, Justin, that you did it before I could even say it. Great.
No, I did not go full.
Did you go full? You went 10%.
Full racism.
You want to go full 100%? We'll cut it out. I promise we'll cut it out.
No. I mean, I have Shane Gillis's manager, so I'm actually not allowed to do any.
Do not make fun. His special was actually very good.
No, it is very good. It's very good. Yeah, I was just making fun of how.
But like, how he got like.
Like precisely that thing. He like did the voice.
And I will say this about Shane Gillis and anyone that wants to do comedy. Do not roll up to a podcast unprepared with a dip in and a couple beers deep and think that you're just going to be on top of your game and not say something incredibly stupid. So,
yeah.
True.
That's what I said about Shane Gillis.
Girl, you know it's true.
And that special is good.
It is good. Damn it.
Comedy.
Oh, boy. Well, so their voices were comedy. And in January of 1990, Rob and Fab got their lawyers involved. So letters went back and forth between their lawyers and Farian demanding that they be allowed to sing. Can you imagine? Let me sound terrible on tape. Their attorney alleged that Clive Davis was aware of the situation at the time, which the label at the time denied.
Yeah.
Emboldened by their success, despite all of these lies, Headley contacted then National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARAS, President Mike Green, and asked how someone would be nominated for a Grammy. And in that conversation, got the group nominated. In that conversation. What is the process there? So this is before the time of like emails and things. I guess you had to just have like a handshaking conversation about like, can you get me nominated real quick?
Yeah, a man had to meet another man and control like the most important music award.
Yeah, well, there were actually smoke-filled rooms.
Yikes. So for his part, Clive Davis knew how bad of an idea this was. He and Arista had a lot of artists and didn't need anything out of Milli Vanilli, but one giant record that he could administer a strong dose of pentobarbital and put this temporary cash cow to sleep for good. Olivia Davis called Headley to scream and ask how the hell Milli Vanilli got on the ballot at all. Before the Grammys took place in February 1990, the group had a dominant night at January's American Music Awards. There, they won Favorite Pop Rock Song, which beat out I'll Be There For You by Jon Bon Jovi and Don't Want to Lose You by Gloria Estefan, two songs that went triple platinum in my home. Favorite pop rock new artist. So they beat out Living Color and the Traveling Wilburys. And this is especially funny because that's a super group that's made up of legends Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. So.
And Living Color, like a pioneering black rock group. So funny.
And they also won Favorite Soul/R&B New Artist, beating out Babyface.
Wow.
And Soul to Soul.
Like Babyface, so, like maybe the most decorated R&B like singer writer ever.
My brain hurts.
Soul to Soul, itchy. Also amazing.
So they won three prestigious awards. So here's a clip from their big night at the Grammys.
This year, the nominees for Best New Artists are making all kinds of music.
Each one of them expresses himself in a unique way that commands attention.
Now, the nominees for Best New Artists are...
Nena Cherry. Indigo Girl.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, they look like a comedy sketch.
Yeah, it looks fake.
Yeah.
Soul to Soul.
Yeah, Soul to Soul still slaps.
Back to reality.
However do you want me?
Oh, Tone Loc.
Tone Loc!
It's a good album.
Oh, my day. And the best new artist is Milli Vanilli.
Oh my God. What do you think someone at Arista just do you think someone at Arista just put their face in their hands and like we're ruined. We are ruined.
No, I think that they were just like cool. Our people won an award. Like I think that maybe they thought it would never come out.
No, I think Clive Davis, I think, realizes that the con doesn't, like, this is putting the con in the view of the entire world.
Yeah, you want to be in the background, just making money and then doing a lip sync tour that no one cares about. This is like everyone.
Thank you very much, but we want to say there are a lot of artists here in this room, there are a lot of artists outside in the world who can achieve the same award that we achieved today. And it's an award for all artists in the world. Thank you very much.
Is the artist in the room with us right now?
No, it's also, too, what's also dumb about giving them a Grammy, because you piss off all the people that can really sing and write their songs.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And then also that speech, too. The speech should have been like, look, we don't deserve this. It's happy. We're going to take it anyway, you know, but we want to give a big shout out to all the other nominees. But, you know, like, Milli Vanilli's winning an award, you know, the same night Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and Prince are like winning.
It's
the same award. Like Whitney Houston may have not have won an award that night. And like Milli Vanilli got one.
Oh my God. Wow. I know that everyone talks about how surprised they were when they won Best New Artist at the Grammys, but after the American Music Awards, how could they even be surprised? I mean, Tone Loc, Nina Cherry, Soul to Soul, and the Indigo Girls were nothing compared to Robin Fab. I mean, come on. Who is Soul to Soul? Who?
The shoulder pads alone on Milli Vanilli. Incredible.
They won. So, of course, as you guys just said, this ramped up scrutiny of the duo, as expected. And their relationship with Farian was quickly deteriorating. So every month there was a new agreement made or an old agreement amended. So in May, through their attorney, they reached an oral agreement that would have allowed the duo to sing on the next album. Oh, God, no. An oral agreement, if you're not a business person, is an agreement that is worthless. In June, talks had broken off with Farian refusing to talk to anyone other than Robin Fab. In July, they seemingly cut a new deal, with the agreement being they'd record lead vocals in August for the upcoming new album. So success there, right? Mm. But wait, in August, Farian reneged on the agreement. I mean, he had already started producing on the next album. So what's going on? In September, Farian debuted the new Milli Vanilli album at a listening party for various European record company officials. A new album was already here? But who made it? In fact, no one involved on the first record was involved in the second record besides Farian. Not only were Robin Fab iced out of the process, but so were all of the singers that had created the original hits.
This is like the first AI album.
Yes. That's all I keep thinking about. Like, man, this is what AI is. Except with real people somewhere in the background.
With real somewhere, yeah.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Imagine, you're at an exclusive party. Across the crowded room, you spot the most stunning man. You spit take your champagne. He keeps approaching, and then he says,
"Your tanning session is now complete."
What just happened? You found your escape at Palm Beach Tan. Break from the chaos at a Palm Beach Tan near you and leave rejuvenated. Take time for yourself. at Palm Beach Tan. And take that feeling with you wherever you go. Get up to $25 off your first month. Featuring Australian Gold. Hot guy not included.
If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
So in October, Davis freaked out and demanded that the songs be recut with the original studio singers. If Robin Fab had trouble making people believe they were singers, how could they make people believe they were new singers? Another blow that month was when NARAS said that they may review the group's 1989 Grammy win, which was unprecedented at that point. And then in November, fed up with Robin Fab, Farrion did a tell-all piece in LA Times. He admits that he fired Robin Fab because they wanted to sing on the new album.
Who? What? What? The gall.
I know.
The temerity. How dare they?
I know.
This actually makes me sympathetic towards Robin Fab a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they really did want to try to, like, earn it, even though it was totally, like you said, they're just, like, two hot guys.
But it's too late. Like, after you won a Grammy, now you want to sing? Get out of here.
There is a certain amount of, like, you've gone down the road of fraud so much that you can't turn back. The consequences of turning back would just be too great. And then you had already gotten on the road because you felt like you needed to, like you had to, because you were in a vulnerable position. You didn't have any money. But I don't know. I think you still, the Grammy thing, I don't know. Am I being too nice to them?
I don't know. They think come across as sympathetic.
It's gone too far. It's gone too far for me to be nice to them. As a fellow hot, it's gone too far, and I can't be nice to them.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what your subculture is like to live in. So,
yeah, and their Grammy speech was a little insulting. It's like any artist in the world could win this. Good night, everyone.
Good night, artist, fellow artists.
Yeah.
Man, the rapping with the accent from earlier will never leave my brain for as long as I live.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
When I'm moving and krugging with my girl tonight, I get down with her at the discotheque. I dance with her, and then I eat the streusel, and then I have a pretzel for Oktoberfest. I'm a hip man, a rapper. I rap in my Porsche, and I...
You should have said Volkswagen.
Yeah,
Volkswagen.
I remember my Volkswagen. Come and get in, and we'll go have some schnaggen. And
I only want you to talk like that from now on.
Does mine sound like the American version? The hip black American version of the rap? I'm on the streets of Hamburg.
So stupid. Farrion says, quote, "No, I don't go for that." Sure, they have a voice, but that's not really what I want to use. Sure, they have a voice, but that's not really what I want to use on my records. Yeah, we all have voices. We have voices.
Yeah.
Whether they're good or bad,
their
is...
vocal cords vibrate in various patterns to produce sound. But do I need that?
That
no.
particular sound on my album? No. Absolutely not. No.
I need other vibrations.
I need good vibration. Ooh, I got the good vibration. So, also in the article, Roy Lott, VP for operations at Arista, at the time dismissively said, quote, 7 million albums. Embarrassing. I don't mean the end justifies the means, but we sold 7 million albums.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
So many albums.
So many. The day after the article came out, Robin Fab responded. Rob said, quote, I feel like a mosquito being squeezed. The last 2 years of our lives have been total nightmare. We've had to lie to everybody. We are true singers, but that maniac, Frank Farian, would never allow us to express ourselves.
No, okay, so now I'm out of their corner.
Yeah.
Because this, they're saying...
I was never in it.
Yeah, they're saying we're the true singers. They're not saying, look, we got all this accolades and stuff, but we didn't really sing, and we just want a chance to see, to have people hear our voices, and hopefully they like us as much. You know, we just want to be more authentic. But he's, but these guys really do think that they're.
It's kind of like my 2-year-old when he puts his little fireman hat on, and he's like, "I'm a firefighter," and I'm like, "All right, you're a firefighter. Great, great."
Yeah.
This is Hot Man Delusions. Hot Man Delusions is what it is. That should be the name of their next album.
Give me these delusions, please.
We are the true singers. That's why we have a Grammy, and Aretha Franklin had to watch us on stage.
Days later, NARAS voted to revoke their Grammy. As part of the statement, then-President Michael Green said, quote, "The Academy hopes its action sends a clear signal to producers, music packagers, and record companies that they need to take very seriously the task of giving us and the public credible information on that packaging." It seems that the line in the sand with all of this was that fake-fronted bands are okay, but confidentiality and cover-ups are not. So, if they had been public with the scam from the beginning, would America still have opened their hearts?
No chance.
No chance. You don't think so?
No chance. Then it would just be like, here's two foreign black guys that are dancing in front of you. Are you kidding me?
It was a simpler time, and I think people might have responded well to it.
There would have been an incredibly mean-spirited and Living Color sketch.
Already happened.
Yeah.
It would have been way worse.
Okay.
Their sketch on Crystal Waters is... I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I go, this is mean. They go, this is actually mean. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but it's ruthless.
I'm going to rewatch that after this. So the same day that their Grammy was revoked, Robin Fab held a press conference. Why do they do this? Where they claimed they, quote, made a deal with the devil. And where they didn't sing on the album, they could in fact sing. You just haven't heard it yet, okay, guys? They bought out a voice coach, Seth Riggs, to attest their capabilities. But the press would not take their word for it, so they had to sing a cappella. Rob and Fab were always incredibly apologetic to their fans for duping them. But the fallout was swift.
Oh, yeah. Doing too much.
Doing too much dip on the chip.
Sing a cappella at this press conference in front of the media, because it's not like there's not a scenario in which anyone's going to say it's good, even if it is like good.
Yeah, they should have given them a chance. No, they're trash.
They're bad.
It's also, don't let people get you into a trap like this where you're like, this is like when Kramer was trying to apologize on Letterman.
Yeah. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is not the way to do this. This is going to go wrong.
Just go away. Yeah.
Yes.
I will handle now the microphone to our singing teacher, Seth Riggs. SETHRIGGS.
Double G.
Thank you, Carson. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome this morning. I would like to tell you that when I first met Robin Fab, it was about, maybe a month or so after they'd made their recording. And they wanted to prove that they could sing. I thought they did. I was as much amazed as anyone else, but could sing a whole half octave above anything that was required for them on this record. Plus, they could do it with quality, that is, with vibrato. They did it without going into falsetto. They go up to Pavarotti's high C, not like Pavarotti, but they do go up there with a vibrato and a quality in their voices.
Oh, no.
I was amazed. I wondered why that they didn't do even a stronger job on the...
This guy, after this conference, got back into his cab and started tailing cab passengers because this man is not real. He is a cab driver.
Yeah.
This is not a real person. I refuse to believe.
Please, 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 everyone, we have brought great American vocal expert here, Seth Rogen.
Now, I heard this boy sang and they hit a high C. After having a high C, they were refreshed. There was a vibrato quality, I would say a vibrato, it was like a little rabbit in the way it vibrated. And it was a quality in their voice that I do declare is very good. A Pavarotti, a pepperoni, a tenderoni. Thank you. That is my presentation.
All right, we keep playing it, Noreen.
They told me that they were told not to sing, which was very confusing. But they told me that at the onset of our meeting. Later on, when they were to receive the Grammy, again, we had been working on their voices, and they were improving steadily, and they already started off quite well. And they wanted to sing that night live. Again, they were told no.
Again.
You're not to sing
tonight.
This is
the movie trailer guy?
And the reason I know is that I was standing there. So I just want you to know that these men are able to do what the recording industry requires of them. I understand Naris's position. I'm a member of Naris myself.
I drove them all to the meetings. I drove them all to the meetings.
I am also a member of the Hair Club for Men. And a president of the American Diabetes Association.
It's like when a host on a comedy show over-delivers. Giving up your credits. Look, they've been on MTV, VH1, CBS, NBC. Give it up for Hamburger.
Oh, why is he
They're
just like...
They're so pretty. So pretty.
They're dressed like Axl Rose.
Yeah, no, he's dressed like a Roma woman. Why is he? Looks like he's going to put a curse on me and make
so
me thinner.
Pretty.
We got to clip this for social. Oh, my God.
It looks like Lisa Bonet. Looks so pretty.
Yeah.
Don't say that about Lisa Bonet.
I'm saying that
beautiful.
They're both gorgeous. Yeah. Oh. I'm also saying.
She's so beautiful.
She's my favorite. Made me gay.
She's
Hello.
The best. Hello.
But also, I wasn't born at that time. I just heard about Lisa Bonet. And then I was like, wow, I might be gay. And that was later on.
There you go.
There you go. Ooh, I saved myself there.
Zoe Kravitz too?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Zoe Kravitz. Who's Lisa Bonet, huh? Anyway, play the clip.
Play the clip. Before.
He said he had a single that would be a hit. We should come up to the studio to the rehearsal the single because you know we will be capable to sing it. So we came up to his studio. Then suddenly the single was ready. He told us, listen, he's spending so much money on the pre-production already for the single that he would like to send us on promotion to promote this single, and if it gets a hit, because we have no time now, we're spending too much money. If it gets a hit, you guys sing anywhere on the record. This was his promise. So we started to promote. Fabrice and me, we lived together in a project with two other musicians in Munich. We had nothing to eat, we were happy, we wanted to be stars. We wanted to get up on top. So suddenly this guy gave us a chance, so we took it. He gave us a little bit of money. $4,000 advance each. This was for me. This was Paris, New York, and London in one night for
the
me.
The word for us.
So after 5 weeks, suddenly, Girl You Know It's True was a number one hit. Nobody knew why. It was a big smash. So then we said, hey, Frank, already there. The first rumors, Charles Shaw started to go to the press and to tell the press, It's him who is singing on the records. We said, Frank, you said you cover our ass. You protect us. You won't tell people. Now it's one of the studio telling already people, we want to sing on the album. He said, listen, during the time you were on promotion, I recorded the album already with my two studio singers. And you guys have now one chance. You can do it or you break your contract. You can do it. Here you have some money again. Here you have, you know. Or you're nothing again. So we said, Frankie boy, you're a smart guy, man.
Get
you
to the
really
chopper.
Trick us on that. We were on a trap. So what we did, he said to us, he was very smart. He said, you guys can't take a manager. You can't take a lawyer. You can't take accountants. You can't take publicists. You can't tell them we have a secret together. You don't sing on the record. You can't involve anybody. So I checked his plan because I watched the other group 10 years before, Boney M. He did the same thing and this warned me. So what I did, this gentleman over here is Carsten Hein from BMG Records. He used to work in the record company that published our records. He works now for us.
I left the company by the middle of October, so since 4 weeks, yeah. I'm the manager of Robert and Fabrice. Yeah.
But from this time on, I had his help and we involved lawyers, Sean Branker, Al Mintz, we involved accountants, we involved management, and we left Germany. And from this moment on, we wanted to sing on our record. We have evidence, we have letters from our lawyers who's sending to Frank, sending Frank that he break his contract. If he don't let us sing, he has to let us sing. Frank ignored it. We had to do promotion by the Grammy. It was us told from the record industry, from our people. It would be a very bad step if we would give back the Grammy for our personal life. It would be the worst thing in the life what we would do if we would give it back, if we would tell the secret to people. So we were scared. People threatened us. We have evidence for that, and we're happy that it's over.
There's also like a confidence in like your ability to carry a press conference rather than having a lawyer write a statement for you and having you sit there.
Really was a different time.
It's like, this is just like me. This is like my son crying, trying to tell me what happened.
And then
we had lawyers and we could sing, we could have sang those songs, but they wouldn't let us. And so then, you know, I tried to sing. I could sound just like the record, but they said it would be very bad for me. And they threatened me and I didn't like it. This is how I fight, though, to be fair.
I mean, that is just insane. All right, there's another clip here.
Oh, yes. It's from the Music Express interview with Fab on having to return the Grammy.
Most people think you guys had to give back the Grammy Award you won in 1990 for Best New Artist. But this is not true. You actually gave it back yourself, right?
That's right. It's a misconception that it's very tough to change, because back in the days, there were only a few media outlets. There was no social media where you could speak, you know, and tell your side of the story. So once one outlet came out with a story, everybody just, you know, copy-pasted it, and that was it. But the story was, we wanted to give it back. We thought it was the right thing to do to give it back. But a journalist who came to interview us told them that we wanted to give it back, and then they jumped the gun, and they said, oh, we want it back. So, but in the end, the Grammy was out of my house, so they could have come to my house and get it. You know, we gave it back willingly.
That seems weird.
I don't know. I feel like we just watched a press conference where they like tried to argue to keep it. But okay, whatever you say. You think there's no evidence? I just watched a video. Interesting.
Wow. Well,
That wasn't him. That was another.
It was somebody
half
else.
Black, half German man dressed as.
As a hip hopper.
Yeah.
An American hip hopper. In the coming days, Arista dropped them and deleted their entire catalog. They incurred more than 24 lawsuits from angry fans who felt they were duped, which is kind of funny, actually. I'm so mad at Taylor Swift because I don't like, that's kind of silly. Why are you trying to, anyway.
Like, I trusted you, Milli Vanilli.
I trusted you, people I don't know. But you know what? I feel like that could happen now. Like, people would probably try to sue their favorite music artist, see if they can get a little coin. I'm not really sure how you sue them, but I just don't think any fan-based lawsuits hold water is what I'm trying to say. So they were national laughingstocks, subject to months of bombardment from late-night comedy shows and everywhere else. Man, that was probably a really good time. I love all that. I love when America comes together over a common goal, a common theme. Remember when the submarine happened?
It's always common hate.
When the submarine happened, everyone got together and we had the best time. And I know, like, rest in peace, those people died. But also we had a great time as a community. And I miss stuff like that.
I'm on the fence about it because I didn't like it because it's usually used for negative things. But I do miss common culture to where people that had messed up were kind of held universally accountable. And now with the internet, right? If they had made this mistake now, there would be like an entire, like, it'd be like Jordan Peterson and everybody else being like, well, what's wrong with them attempting to?
Yeah.
And there'd be like this whole counter. Whatever the mainstream position is would have like a whole side of the internet doing the other side.
I guess this was a time where everyone, like your mom, your auntie, the school kids, everyone came together to hate on Milli Vanilli. Whereas now things are so like little pockets of.
They would have immediately had a podcast, Patreon. Twitch stream. Mm-hmm. They would have had all of these things and they would have been making more money. They would have had OnlyFans.
Definitely had OnlyFans. I gotta know what's going on.
Yeah.
Underneath all the kerchiefs and extra wigs. I need to know what's happening. Really, just like a scandal like that today might not have derailed their fame as quickly is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. In today's pop culture landscape, infamy could net as many opportunities as true talent-based fame could. But back then, they just could not transition. I mean, they did a couple things poking fun at themselves. They appeared in a commercial that had them lip-syncing an Italian opera while chewing carefree gum, which is cool, I guess. Right.
I think we have the commercial here.
Oh, we have the commercial. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
How long will the flavor of carefree, sugarless bubble gum last? How long? Till these guys sing for themselves. Carefree, sugarless bubble gum. The flavor lasts.
That's pretty funny. I enjoyed that. That's hilarious. What a get.
It's funny for the executive. Like, whoever wrote that, yes, you got them. You got the commercial. They should get an award for, like, funniest advertisement.
Yeah.
But I just feel bad for them. Like, when you're dancing in your own humiliation. It's like you don't have to be. It's the inability to just be like, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, but it's a 30 second commercial though.
That's the only way they're going to make any money at that time.
You have to be able to laugh at yourself. But the problem is that we aren't sure that they have that kind of sense of humor. Like, then it really is humiliating. Whereas if somebody's going to make fun of me and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to keep doing it. That's funny to me. But for them, it's probably just really sad.
I think it was bad too. I mean, Rob was really the one who took it hard. And we'll find that out in a minute here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably like, this carefree commercial is actually our ticket to recording our real album. Mm-hmm, and then people will finally get to hear us sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Farian tried to keep the train rolling along by branding their second album as, quote, the real Milli Vanilli. Showcasing the original vocalists Brad Howell and John Davis, as well as new singers Gina Muhammad and Ray Horden, who looked like a clone of Rob and Fab, actually. But the album was never released in the States, but it did reach number 20 on the German charts, which is really high because German people don't like music. In October of 1992, a full 2 years after the scandal erupted, Rob and Fab appeared on Arsenio Hall to perform a new single live with their voices. I'm already stressed about this. It was their first appearance on the show because Arsenio Hall required every act to sing and play live.
Arsenio broke a lot of new talent too on his show.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal to do his show. And
it's like a super nice thing of him to do, to even like, yeah.
Super
solid. To give him a chance. Yeah. But also maybe he knew like this could just be Apollo style funny, you know, like get him off the stage. Because the Dog Pound required authenticity, as we know. Sadly, yes, Justin was.
Remember in Passenger 57 when he sits down and the old white lady next to Wesley Snipes just starts going, and he just looks at her like, no, no, no.
Oh, God.
Arsenio.
Oh, man. Well, apparently their only album, their first album together, really singing, only sold around 2,000 copies. And now here's a clip. Let's see if they've got the chops.
Brace yourselves.
Performing their single, We Can Get It On. This is Rob and Fab.
I like the sound.
So far.
Yeah, I like the wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, dancing. They look good. Great. Oh,
hype man.
No singing yet.
Okay, so far the hype man is good. No singing yet.
They're high-fiving everyone in the crowd.
The hype man's doing all the work.
Yeah.
Another song.
Oh, not so bad. Okay. What I feel for you, I would think that you would understand. Oh. Do I have to beg when I know that you really want the same as me? Oh, girl, if you want me now, you'll just be up. And if you want to see me now, Fab is not so bad.
Yeah, because they masked them behind seven backup singers.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, the one with the scarf is not a...
It's smart the way they've done it.
Yeah.
They made the one that can sing better sing like lead, sing heavy, and the other one just do the hook.
God, I mean, it's ripped.
They're beautiful men. It's a really excellent karaoke performance.
Yeah.
A lot of heart.
I think that's a really good way to put it. This is great karaoke.
Is it Grammy worthy?
Is it American Music Awards? Professional recording artist worthy? Is it Arsenio worthy? No chance.
No.
It comes across as good, but if you pay attention to how they made it, like they made sure the hype man
came out heavy. Yes. Lots of lights, a lot of smoke and mirrors on this one.
Yeah, that be yeah. The name there's of a the lot album. Of masking. They don't let the other dude even attempt to do anything besides the hook, unless he's being backed up by like 18 people.
He also looks terrified. The one with the scarf. I don't know they're interchangeable to me, but he looks so scared.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob definitely has this look of fear in his eyes.
Yeah.
I like the girl. You know it's true. Shout out the song.
Yeah.
He's gonna rap. Only like one of them is doing all the work, though. That's
yeah, but that's the one that ends up becoming a singer later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, after watching that, and we urge you all to watch it too, that was their last gasp.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia, often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Fab, having a secure upbringing, was able to weather this rain without blaming himself, but Rob was never able to fully recover. Rob may have never found even footing in his life. In 1990, he was charged with sexual assault of a 25-year-old woman. In 1991, he survived a suicide attempt at a hotel in West Hollywood. After downing a fifth of bourbon and 5 dozen tranquilizers, he slit his wrists with a shard of broken glass and then climbed onto the railing of his hotel room on the 9th floor. Luckily, he had called the LA Times, the newspaper, right before he did this. And I guess they stayed on the line and alerted the police that there was an issue, and they were able to coax him down and pump his stomach. This was just a hint of what was to come. So after the suicide attempt, he went to rehab, but would never fully get the beast off of his back. In 1996, he beat up 2 men, one with a lamp, and also broke into a car. For that, he was sentenced to 3 months in jail and 6 months at a drug rehab facility. The next year, he went back to rehab again, but in Germany. Then, in April of 1998, Rob was found dead in a hotel room in Frankfurt from a heart attack that was likely the result of an accidental OD from more alcohol and pills.
So sad. I mean, yeah. It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
The human mind can't take this much drama, this much just...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Self-destruction.
You were on the top of the world. When you think about it, like they beat out. What would they beat out? I don't remember.
Soul to soul.
And everybody else. Yeah. Bob
Gloria
Dylan
Stefan.
Somewhere. Yeah. Gloria Stefan. Come on. Fab would fare much better, though. He continued to make music, although no longer bothered by the trappings of success. He even made peace with John Davis and would perform Milli Vanilli songs with him a couple of times over the years. And Frankie Farian had maintained his victim status throughout the whole ordeal. He said, "I made him rich. Rob and Fab, you know, they got 3 million marks, which equals a little over $2 million from us, okay? The record companies were very satisfied, okay? We were very satisfied. The real singers also got rich, and Frank Farian got even richer. Only Rob Pilatus wanted so much more." So here is a clip from AP of Frank talking about the success of Milli Vanilli in 1990, post lip sync scandal.
Yeah, I think it was a crazy idea. And Robin Fab comes in the very early in 88. He comes in the studio, or in the end of 87. And he has an idea when you have maybe it's something possible for demos that was very bad, and they looks very great, and I think maybe in the next time we have an idea for you. And then we created the music, Girl You Know It's True. The name was finished, and the music was finished, and then make one click in my mind, and the crazy idea was
born.
Yeah, we make the second album of Milli Vanilli. Exactly, we do make the same job in 2 years ago, and we created 12 new songs, and the album is finished, and we involve new singers. That's Ray, and I think it's a good album, and I think it's fair. We show everybody. Where is the real singer? No, I'm very proud.
So this clip has the singers from the actual singers, the studio musicians on the second album. And that, I think, is instructive because now these people are sitting in front of Frank Farian as he's describing how all of them were part of this scam. And the people that are the real singers, they look mortified when they're hearing all of this. They look embarrassed.
Yeah.
And ashamed that they're related to this guy. But it seems like people just want to work. Just want to, you know, it's very sad.
And he also went on to take hostages at the Nakatomi Plaza in L.A. tell a police officer named John McClane was able to stop him. He was actually visiting from New York City.
I don't understand that reference.
Oh my God!
Yes. Anyways,
it's the greatest. It's the if you just Google greatest Christmas film ever made.
It should yeah,
is it Die Hard?
Yeah.
Ah, see, I only know that because people say that about Die Hard. I've actually never seen Die Hard. But I have seen Gremlins, which is also a Christmas film. Yeah. So, Farian continued to make more fake bands, like a real Lou Pearlman. He just couldn't stop. And the most successful of these bands was LaBouche. One of my favorite songs, Be My Lover.
Yeah.
Be like My that. Lover, play that. Wanna
play
be
this.
My...
We gotta have... I can't believe... People probably don't know the word, like the name, but you'll know the song.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a smash.
This is, again, triple platinum.
So excited. I hope we don't get flagged for this, but this has gotta be... We have to play this. La da da dee da da.
Silhouettes, blue lights, warehouses. Wanna be my lover.
Inject this into my veins.
Actually, it is being injected into my veins. I'm alive, alert. So I assume no one in this video actually sings the song.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, brother. Damn it, Farian. I'm foiled again. In 1997, VH1's Behind the Music premiere episode focused on Millie Vanilli. Behind the Music. That was their first episode ever. Wow, that's pretty cool. Focused on Millie Vanilli and became the top-rated original program in VH1's history at the time, with over 5 million viewers, almost prompting a mini-resurgence of the band. As you know, the number one top-rated program in VH1's history is Flavor of Love. And so...
yeah, boy! Yeah, boy!
Flavor... Anyway,
Biscuit, when you pooped in that hallway, that's when I knew... You really loved your boy Flav.
Greatest show of all time. Number one, VH1's greatest hit. Fab is still poking fun at his lip-syncing days. Last year, he appeared in an ad for the Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell-led Christmas comedy, Spirited. And in the ad, Reynolds and Ferrell are trying to dispel rumors that they did not, in fact, lip-sync their singing in the holiday musical comedy. It then cuts to a shot of Fab in a recording studio booth, providing the voices for Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. I mean, that's just comedy gold.
I think we have this.
Oh, we have a clip? This.
Yeah.
We do.
I like that the joke just continues. The other guy commits suicide.
Will and I are so excited for you to see our movie musical, Spirited. So, now, we want to dispel the rumors that we didn't do all the singing ourselves. This is 100% pure Ryan and Will here.
Hold on a second.
Get your act together. Your lip syncing is for...
Sorry, Ryan. It's been a long time since I've done this. I thought you sounded great, Ryan. Thank you, Will.
That's actually really funny.
I laughed out loud.
Bit.
Very cute.
I like that one. Yeah.
Oh, man. And he got a couple hundred for that. So good for him.
Yeah.
What a movie this story would make. In fact, many people have shared that same vision. So Jeff Nathanson, the screenwriter who penned Catch Me If You Can, nearly directed one in 2007. Brett Ratner nearly made one in 2021 until he got a wee bit Me Too'd. But don't despair. A biopic about this actual story has already been filmed and is preparing for a theatrical release. And the film is a family affair. One of the executive producers is Kevin K.G. Lyles of Newmark's fame. Also producers on the film are Frank Farian, Brad Howell, and the late John Davis, Rob's sister, Carmen Pilatus, Todd Headley, and Ingrid Segeth, a.k.a. Millie. Fab was not involved in the film due to having already sold his film rights to Brett Ratner and not being legally allowed to contribute. Damn.
But you know, there's a documentary actually that they did as well that Fab produced with another guy.
Yeah, but that's not as fun as watching a fictionalized version of it. Yeah. I want to see the razzle dazzle.
It's totally going to star Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Lisa Bonet will be one of them as well.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet will just play both of them. That'd be so funny.
The film is called Girl, You Know It's True. Excellent. And is a biopic directed by the guys that made Dark on Netflix. And it's different than the documentary called Milli Vanilli, which premiered earlier this summer at the Tribeca Film Festival and hits Paramount Plus later in 2023.
Gosh. Oof. Can I get a quick reflection from both of you? Justin, how do you feel about this, the series?
If you ever catch me dancing or you have to design a whole performance to make me look good and all that other stuff, just get me out the biz.
You had me at dancing. Ariel, these are hots.
These are fellow hots.
You're a hot.
I get it. I have ghostwriters. I understand exactly what they're doing. I just, I feel for them. But at the same time, they took it too far. I'm taking it just far enough. So I'll never get caught.
I find myself oscillating between like rage and I feel bad for them.
Oh, I don't feel rage. Nothing happened. Like, nobody died. Someone did die, but nobody died because you made a fake song. It's fine.
I guess rage is maybe I catastrophize my emotions too much.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Thank you. but it just, I always end up feeling bad for the people that get taken advantage of. But then you're like, well, why did you put yourself in that position?
So you're victim blaming. Wow.
No, don't victim blame. Don't do that.
No, but the Milli Vanilli guys, Rob and Fab.
Yeah, they started off as poor though. That's how they got themselves.
Are they victims? Do we call them victims?
They're like willing victims. They're scammers that get scammed better.
Yes. So that's like Miss Cleo. It's like Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Yeah, if somebody, a bigger scammer comes along, it's like, yeah, you might have a good street and nightclub hustle, but this guy's got record company lawyer hustle, and that's just like a different level.
A bigger scammer comes along.
Well, we did a lot this season, guys. Season 4, that was really fun. This is a full season of Ariel. I loved it.
Woohoo! I loved it too.
So beautiful, so wonderful. This was like a really fantastic season. We're going to take maybe a little bit longer of a break than normal to produce season 5 because I want us all to be in the same room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So that may take a little bit for us to do that because we all live in different places.
We do.
Yeah.
It's mostly Cena's fault.
It is. I'll own that. I'll wear that. but make sure you jump into our Discord. We're always going to do some stuff there. And we'll try to be putting out some content here and there for you guys to devour. There's so much fraud that's consistently happening. Ariel, I think you sent me one today about a fake restaurant
in
New York City.
It's more of a prank.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Definitely Mehran restaurant in New York City in the Upper West Side, was it, right? Mehran's a Persian name. So great. Fantastic.
Which is why I had to send it to you.
Yeah, wonderful. Anyways, thanks everyone for listening to Fraudsters. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Check out the show notes for the show's social media links so you can follow us and see the resources we use for this episode. Fraudsters is hosted by me, Cena Gaznavi, Justin Williams, and Ariel Leite. Producer is Nori Malik. Editor is Ryan Connor. Our writer is Nick Turner. Our researcher was Pat Chuck Fisher. Music by Grant Gordon. Executive producer is me, Cena Gaznavi. And this has been a production of Zero Cool and the Last Podcast Network. We'll see you next time, folks.
A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house,
Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better? Trade it or sell it on Kelley Blue Book. We're here mile after mile, moment after moment. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com. Visit KelleyBlueBook.com to get the journey started.
Welcome back to our studio, where we have a special guest with us today, Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. Toucan Sam, welcome.
It's my pleasure to be here. Oh, and it's Fruit Loops, just so you know.
Fruit?
Fruit.
Yeah, fruit.
No, it's Fruit Loops. The same way you say studio.
That's not how we say it.
Fruit Loops, find the loopy side.